It's 1961. Dealing with the subject of...
Travel again? I mean, sort of...
Yeah, travel. Okay, travel. So travel it is. I'll give you some music and then a cue and we're in. It's 20 to 9.
So the Russian commies did it first. Well, bully boo, we can do it too. The third man to go to space is an American, but that's all right, he spent a lot of time in Britain. Virgil Grissom, who's 35, prepares to go into the Mercury Redstone rocket and gives a wave to his wife, his two sons, and Fluffy the dog. Their leave-taking was affectionate, but tense. It's a risky business going into space. But it chocks away, and with a perfect blast-off, Virgil rockets 180 miles above the Earth. And we all know, missus, what goes up must come down. And Captain Virgil did, with a splash into the sea. Well done, sir. It looks like the swimming lessons paid off.
Oh, one of the best. Oh, meaning... Sorry about Janet, Sir Janet Ellis there for using her theme music. Yes. I said, so that guy gives a wave. I can just see it, can't you, as he disappears in. It is cut for such mental pictures.